at Vincent. So Pete is making me nervous.
Oh, I can't wait for this guy to come in. Why?
I've just never been more excited. He's such a little piece of shit.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky Velez.
What's up, Ricky?
How you doing?
Pete's got what a crew up, today. Man? Who's that guy?
Heavy.
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 He's the right-hand man.
We got Heavy, we got Ricky, we got Pete Davidson, and we got Jim Florentine. And we got Don McLean coming in here in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
To talk about his one song that he did 45 years ago.
You know Don McLean? Bye, bye, Miss America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so apparently he beat the shit out of his wife last year. So I'm gonna bring that up and talk to him.
Yeah. this is going to be wonderful.
We're going to have a little talk with this man.
You're going to get punched in the face.
I hope so.
That'd be dope.
I've been itching to get into a fight, Ricky.
Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
He said that yesterday on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's not going to take a lot. Oh. If someone bumps him with an umbrella, pokes him in the shoulder.
Remember he said that Pete's going to be the coolest fucking guy in the world once he gets his ass beat.
Yeah?
Yeah, he needs one good ass beating, and then he'll level out real nice.
Never been in a fight. I've never been in a fight. Oh.
Never.
Never.
That's hard to believe.
Everybody
man.
Needs one good ass beating.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that.
That's great. Third, fourth, fifth grade, nothing like that.
I think like I wrestled with but friendly.
Right.
Like
okay.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you, Florentine?
I'm good.
Waiting for Don McLean to come in here. This is like the wrong room for Don McLean.
Why do you say that?
So, did you book him or?
We don't get a lot of guests in Afternoon Drive. No fault to Roland. The guys down the hall, when they moved me to Afternoons, they promised me they would do everything they can to get guests. But the fact is, anyone that really matters, no offense to Don McLean, they're doing all the TV shows. All the, you know, Fallon and the rest of them, they're taping, you know, shows and stuff. It's hard to get guests, so I'm starting to say yes to probably people I wouldn't.
Yeah, but this show's more fun because you get all the homies in here.
Yeah, I don't need a lot of guests. It would be nice to have a few, you know. But so this is just the wrong room because Florentine's in today. You don't care about Don McLean.
Who fucking cares about Don McLean?
A lot of your guests I don't, but you make it work. You know what I mean? I don't care when I go to the fucking improv and I got to talk to the manager. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's great. Yeah.
They said he's coming in here because his song is 45 years old and he wants to promote his tour. So,
still getting money.
It's just the same tour over and over. Right?
I don't know. I feel bad for the people that would go to a Don McLean. But why am I doing this? Should we just cancel the guy before it gets real ugly?
Oh,
I don't understand what a Don McLean concert is. Well, if you have one song that everyone loves, so they have to wait for that song.
He's he plays it three times.
Oh, you think he starts the?
Think he starts the show with it and ends with it,
and then goes back to it?
Yeah.
So what the fuck's in the middle?
I don't know, man.
It's a 9-minute song, isn't it?
It's about seven or eight. Yeah, you're up there, Ricky. You're right. So
with
you know a little
Chevy
bit about this.
And the levy.
Yeah, to the levy.
I just remember
it
took a long time to download off LimeWire.
That's hilarious.
What is Ricky about, man?
Oh, Ricky's the best. We've been best friends since I was like 16.
You've known him for a long time?
We started out together.
Really?
Stand up, yeah.
What do you do now?
You do stand up?
Very cool. Pete texted me a video that we're going to play as soon as Don McLean's out of here. There's a guy I guess you guys went to high school with. Does he know about this video?
Have I told you the kid that I apparently went to high school with that made a Pete Davidson is a faggot rant on YouTube?
On Call of Duty.
Yeah, he was like playing. He didn't have anything to put as the video, so he taped himself playing Call of Duty and then voiced over
his
opinions on why I'm such a faggot.
The video is labeled Pete Davidson is a faggot.
Yeah,
you have no idea who this dude is.
I apparently have met him, and he even says in the video that I was very nice to him. So but I'm still a huge faggot. But I don't.
But all Staten Island hates you.
Of course,
they
hated me before I trashed them. Staten Island's a hateful.
Are they kind of jealous?
Every time we go out there, like, yeah, we gotta kind of play by the rules.
Yeah, every time I go out there, I have to bring like a gang of guys.
Why do they hate you, man? You made good.
Because
you moved from Staten Island.
Because
probably.
I'm not a construction worker. That's why they hate me.
But shouldn't they be proud that one of their own moved on and they're on SNL and Ricky's doing well and maybe that guy's doing well.
Heavy,
I don't know if Heavy's doing well.
Yeah.
That guy
Heavy. Kenny's bringing in questions for the big Don McLean interview.